There's a machlokes between Hillel and the Chachamim of what the proper way of eating matzah and mora at the Seder is. Hillel requires that the matzah and mora be combined, korach, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the matzah and mora were required to be eaten and wrapped together. There are two opinions at the position of the Chachamim. Either that the matzah and mora must be eaten separately, because mitzvahs mevatlu zirtzu, or that they may be eaten either separately or together. The Gemara concludes that nowadays, since it has not been established whether the halacha follows Hillel or the Chachamim, one should first eat the matzah separately with the bracha, and then eat the mora separately with the bracha, and then only then eat them as a Hillel sandwich together without a bracha, Zeich LeMikdash, to remember what Hillel did in time of the Beis HaMikdash. However, there's a difference of opinion between Tosis and the Rambam as to how Korach is to be understood. Now, Bisman has said that there is no Beis HaMikdash. According to Tosis, since there is a doubt whether the Halacha follows the Chachamim or Hillel, so we want to be Yotzei both opinions, and therefore, first we eat the matzah, then we eat the mora separately, and according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and afterwards we eat them together in according to the opinion of Hillel, and which is Zeich LeMikdash, which consists of matzah, and time the Mikdash would have been matzah, mora, and Pesach. Nowadays that we don't have Korban Pesach, so the matzah serves as a dual function, both as matzah and also a zecher of the Korban Pesach. And since it's eaten misafik, whether the halachi follows Hillel or the Chachamim, so we don't make a bracha, because in general, safik brachas lakula. However, the Rambam is in the view that korach is zecher lemikdash is not simply a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah, to fulfill the position of Hillel, because according to the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perches that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash one was permitted to eat the matzah and mora either together or separately. From this statement of the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam accepted the position of the Chachamim that one has eaten, that once one has eaten matzah and mora independently, one has definitely fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah and mora. And according to the Rambam, Korach is a new Chiv Drabonon that was established as a remembrance of the Korban Pesach, and not as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah and mora. Consistent with this view, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah refers to Korach as Zeich LeMikdash, but does not cite it as a fulfillment of the position of Hillel. The Gemara statement that we do not recite a bracha on the Korach is not as Tosis understood because of a suffix, but rather that fundamentally the bracha does not relate to Korach because it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah and mora, but only a symbolic remembrance of the Korban Pesach, Zeich LeMikdash, and does not require a bracha. The nafkamina between the Rambam, this and Tosis, is whether one can speak after one ate the matzah and mora. According to Tosis, that they're doing the korach misafik to be yotzei if the halach is like Hillel, so then we want the bracha to relate to that as well, and one should not speak between eating the matzah and mora and the korach. And indeed, one should not even say zech l'miklish kehillel till after one eats the matzah and mora. However, according to the Rambam, that it's a separate kechiyuv, zech l'miklish, one can speak after the, in between the matzah and mora and the korach, after one's fulfilled matzah and mora, eating them separately, one can speak before the korach and can say the zech l'miklish kehillel before eating the korach.